morning. It's January 10th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is Mad as Hell. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise man stays calm when insulted. Proverbs 12:16 NIV. Anger can be like a life-destroying volcanic eruption. It may start out slowly, just a steam vent here and there indicating the pressure building inside. Then, with what seems like no warning, that anger can spew hot ash and superheated lava all over the people we care about. But is anger always bad? Is anger sinful? In the iconic 1976 film Network, actor Peter Finch famously screamed, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." Paddy Chayefsky's line was meant to be humorous, but it became a nationwide cry of frustration against the industrial-military media complex that constantly kept us in the dark with omissions and untruths. Is it wrong to vent our frustrations when the motivation stems from oppression? Didn't God get big-time angry when the people built a golden calf while waiting for Moses to bring the tablets down from Mount Sinai? Exodus 32:1-28. How about Christ? Jesus was none too pleased when he threw over the tables of the money changers in the Jerusalem temple, Matthew 21:12, and angry for sure when he healed a shriveled hand on the Sabbath in defiance of the Pharisees, Mark 3:5. So anger in and of itself is clearly not sinful, but the anger demonstrated by God comes specifically out of his perfect righteousness and always leads to a rectifying action rather than the kind of vicious act that often comes out of humankind's anger. There are, in fact, 66 passages that address anger in the Old Testament alone, and self-control 7 times in the New Testament. These passages reinforce God's desire for us to overlook the wrongs done to us, forgiving the perpetrators, to avoid action or speech out of anger, and to love each other above all else. James tells us, quote, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness God requires," James 1:19. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger calms a dispute, Proverbs 15:18. A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is to his glory to overlook a transgression, Proverbs 19:11. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls, Proverbs 25:28. When you find yourself rapidly getting angry, you are on the verge of making mistakes that will come back to haunt you. Instead, step away from the situation and regain control. Centuries of experience teach us that quick action in anger usually leads to the destruction, or certainly to the detriment, of the one who is angry, rather than his intended target. Many great minds have addressed the danger of anger. No one will have time for you if you're always angry or complaining, Stephen Hawking. When you're extremely angry, stop and think about how momentary is your life, Marcus Aurelius. For every minute you are angry, you give up 60 seconds of peace, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Father, grant me the self-perception to realize when I am ramping up to rage and whisper in my ear that I need to step away and breathe. Teach me to lay hurts and frustrations imposed by others at your feet, Lord, and let you rob them of their power over me. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.